Hello and welcome to David's Book Talk. And today we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Jessica Fellows. She has written a book called The World of Downton Abbey. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. It's published by St. Martin's Press and is now on the New York Times bestseller list, which is really exciting. Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
There you are. I was worried the connection would be bad. You're already all the way in England, so it's good to have you on the show.
Yes, all the way here. So it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about this show. I mean, this show is so incredible. I mean, I've watched both seasons, and I can't get enough of this show. It's the most fascinating show I've seen in a long, long time. Tell me how it all got started.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great to hear. We're so pleased the American audiences have been enjoying it, too. Well, you've got the third series, which will be with you, I assume, January 2013, so you're not totally deprived of it now, because now it's ended. But it really came about because Julian Fellows, who is my uncle, had written the film Gosford Park, and the television producer just felt that that subject matter would be great for TV. And so it was. And they discussed the fact that they wanted to show both upstairs and downstairs and give all of the characters equal weight. And I think that's what's really made it a big hit. Because whoever you are, wherever you're watching it from, you can find somebody in the show that you can relate to or that you think your ancestors might have been like, or, you know, it gives that kind of insight. And then it's got the kind of, you know, almost soap opera pace, which makes it very exciting to watch. And then it's very beautiful, of course.
So I don't know.
It works in one big thing.
Right. I've often wondered, the British do it so well. They always hire the most wonderful actors and actresses, and everything is so well done. I mean, you never see bad acting on British TV. And it's amazing. How do they do that?
Well, I think we're probably very careful about which shows we export to the US, so we keep back the ones where we've been acting very badly. But I don't know. I think there is a tradition of training for actors still. And although you can just become an actor or actress without that, I think lots of people still prefer to go to the drama school. They like to do some theatre. They, you know, there's a great respect for Shakespeare and his plays and doing that groundwork. So maybe that's what gives us the edge.
And you got Maggie Smith, who's just hysterical. I mean, I sit and laugh hysterically when I listen to her. I mean, every scene she's in, she just lights up the screen.
I know, she's very funny. Julian definitely saves up some of his best lines for her. And she entertains the cast just as much when they're not filming. You know, they all find her very entertaining to be around.
Now, this book, some of the amazing things in this book is you talk about the dinner scenes, how intense they are to film and how they can take hours and hours just to film one scene. It's amazing. Why does it take so long to film dinner scenes?
Well, it's just because it's all, everybody is sitting around the table and you can't use just one camera shot to get everybody in. You have to do several camera shots. So everybody has to be filmed individually and then that is edited to cut the scene from around the dinner table. So that's why it takes about 12 hours. And the actor Dan Stevens, who plays Matthew, told me that he said he quickly learned not to be eating a mouthful of chicken in that particular scene because he would have to eat that mouthful of chicken consistently over 12 hours and it would be quite congealed and cold by the end of the filming day.
That's amazing.
If you watch, you'll notice not many of them are actually eating at a scene.
Right, and the amazing thing is you watch the scene and you get hungry. I mean, I watch them and I get hungry seeing them eat and I think, oh, how lucky they are. I can sit there and eat. They can sit there
exactly,
and eat.
Exactly, although they'll be eating, you know, kind of when they're, you know, when the cameras aren't on them.
Now, I count 20 characters, main characters in this series. The big characters, ones you see on the screen on a regular basis, and that's a lot of characters on the TV show. But it works so well. I mean, you can't wait to see what's happening to these characters. I mean, you instantly start caring about these characters, every one of them, especially Bates. I find
that's great. That's how Julian wrote it. You know, it's not, there are no lead parts and small parts. It's very much an ensemble cast. You know, everybody's story matters. And one of the notes that they give to the actors at the beginning is that although they get their part scripted, they have to make sure themselves that they keep carrying their character through, their story through in every scene. So even if Julian hasn't written something down, they have to be thinking all the time for themselves about what their storyline is and sticking to that, as it were.
Right, so there's a lot to memorize for these actors, but they do it so well, you'd never know they struggle with it, because it seems so seamless when we finally get to see it on TV.
Oh, well, that's the work of the professionals, you know. So.
Now, it is true that Shirley MacLaine's going to be in the third set.
Yes, absolutely. She's in the UK now filming her scene, so that's very exciting.
Oh, they're already filming even as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
a long time. It takes 6-7 months of filming.
Wow. And now how long does it take for one hour-long episode? I guess it's an hour, hour and a half. Like, the first one's usually longer, isn't it?
Yes. The first one is usually a little bit longer, first than the last. Well, I think an average episode is about 4 weeks of filming.
Wow, that's long. I know in America they usually do one in a week. Usually, with the
to do with the fact that there's a certain amount of location because they have to film. Some of the scenes are filmed in Ealing Studios, and some of the scenes are filmed in Highclere Castle, and others in a village, and that sort of thing. And they're very careful to make sure they get it right. And then, as we said, when one dining scene can take a whole day to film, that slows things right down.
Now, you've actually been on set to watch the episodes being filmed, correct?
Yes, I have, yes.
What is that like?
It's great. I mean, it's always sort of slightly terrifying because it's very intense and you don't want to disturb them. I like going around, particularly Ealing Studios, where it's a completely built set. You can go around and sort of poke in all the, pretend cupboards and have a look, have a look at it. Or Highclere is a real house, and it's much more sort of forbidding in that sense. I mean, it's just as imposing in real life as it appears on the screen. And it's set on the top of a hill, so it's very cold and windy, which is why all the actresses wear leg warmers underneath those old-fashioned dresses.
That's great. Now, this book, this is one beautiful book. There's so many wonderful pictures. I find myself just stopping and looking at the pictures. I mean, you have it divided into different sections, the family life, society, change, life and service, style, the house and the estate, the romance, the war, and behind the scenes, which is particularly fascinating to read about. So we get to see what it's like to film these episodes. So how did you get approached about doing this book? How did this come about?
My agent heard that they were looking for a writer, and she said, as I was the niece of Julian, I ought to put myself forward for it. I've written some other books and been a journalist for 12 years. And it was great. So I went to meet them, and what I was interested in was the fact that they wanted to do more than just a making of book. They wanted to write about the history of Britain at that time, which made it for me a much more interesting prospect. And so together we worked out how we'd want the book to look, and I could see they were very committed from the beginning to making the book as beautiful as they could, and they really achieved that, I think. So it was, so it was a great process.
Yeah, it seems like the actors get along well. I mean, I've read how much fun they have. Elizabeth McGovern has said that she just loves going to filming these episodes because they're so much fun, and they must all get along.
They do, and I think now that they've all come together for the third series, there's a real sense of family, and I think, they do find it a very enjoyable process. And it's nice, too, you get some new people coming in and joining in and stuff, and it definitely is a very relaxed, easy atmosphere.
Now, can you tell us anything about the third set of shows, or is it all secretive?
It's all completely secret. I don't risk being cut out of the family will if I divulge any of the secrets.
Well, I feel like we're on. I don't want to give anything away, but there's one character in particular who's in dire straits. Who I'd love to know what's going to happen to him. And the fact that I have to wait almost another year to see what's going to happen to this character is, you become really.
You're just going to have to wait.
That's right. Now, will it be shown in the United States and England at the same time, or will you guys see it first?
I think we see it first. I mean, if it follows the same pattern as before, we'll be seeing it in sort of September of this year, and you will be seeing it in January of next year.
Oh, so you'll see it in September, we'll see it in January. That's exciting. I mean, we can certainly wait 4 months. I mean, we had a woman come into the bookstore the other day, and she was all depressed because she had no more Downton Abbey to watch. That's the feeling in this area. It's become such a big part of our culture now in a very short time.
I know. It's amazing. It's become a real cultural reference point. Well, read the book, and you can keep on enjoying it for a bit longer.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a new book coming out later this year.
Oh, there's another book coming out. And what will that be about?
I'm just about to start writing the next one. So.
Now, how long did it take you to write this whole book?
Well, the first book I did from January, and it all went off to the printers in early July. So it was pretty quick considering the amount of research. And then this year, I've got somebody doing the research with me to make it a bit quicker. So he's doing that right now, and I will start actually writing it sort of in the next couple of weeks and be finished by June. So it's about three, four months.
Now tell me about your background. You've interviewed celebrities before, so you've done a lot of, you're very experienced with the celebrity thing and show business, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I worked for the Mail on Sunday for a few years as an interviewer and feature writer, and then I left. I was deputy editor of a magazine called Country Life, and then I went freelance a few years ago to focus on writing what I wanted to write and to get into books. But yeah, I've been doing it for a good 12, 14 years now.
Tell me what it's like for you. I mean, it must be exciting for you to wake up every day. You've got all these exciting things happening around you, and you're writing books. Tell me what that's like for you.
Yeah, no. Well, I do find it very exciting. I mean, it's nice for me. I enjoy my work, and I've got an 18-month-old boy now, and the fact that I can work from home means that I still get to spend the time that I want with him, as well as do my work. And it's been fantastic to work on the Downton Abbey book, because I kind of feel like I'm on someone else's train, but I get such great feedback from it, with everybody enjoying it, and nice reviews on Amazon, and all of that has been really enjoyable. And of course, it means that it leads me into doing more projects of the sort that I want. So I'll be thinking about my own fiction books soon, and so that's all great. It's all good news.
Right, exactly. Just between you and me, who is your favorite character in the whole show? Do you have a favorite character?
It's quite funny with them, because I got to know them all so well. It's not quite like being asked who my favorite child is, but it's almost. But I do love Edith. I think she really I just feel the most sympathy for her. We just kind of feel like you really want it to work out for her. She was seen as quite difficult, but then you think she hasn't had it very easy in some ways. But then I also absolutely love Carson. And the actor who plays Carson is the butler. It's fantastic. He's almost exactly the same, just as nice and just as fatherly. And so you want to make sure he gets his own happy ending as well.
I love when Lord Grantham gets angry. I love watching those scenes where he starts screaming at people. there's so much fun to watch, because you never know where the scene is headed, and you feel that emotion coming from him, and the people around him are like scared, like, boy, he's really angry. What are we going to do here? It's such a.
I know. No, well, it would be scary when the father of the house was crossed. Everybody would have to sit up and take notice. That's what it was like in those days.
Now, the Titanic, the series begins after the Titanic has sank, correct?
Yes.
And you...
Exactly, yes, 1912, April 1912, so almost exactly 100 years ago.
Right, and they're doing a big thing on the Titanic here in all the bookstores. Lots of books and things coming out on the Titanic.
Yeah, here too, of course.
Are you a big moviegoer? I mean, were you a TV watcher?
I am. I mean, less so since I had a baby, I don't seem to get out to the cinema quite as much as I did. But yeah, no, I do, and I love going to stay with my Uncle Julian because he was an Oscar nominee. He gets sent all of the movies, so whenever I go there, I lock myself up in his screening room with as many films as I can possibly get through in a weekend. It's not very sociable of me, but it means I get to really catch up.
Well, that's great. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy something like that? Now, does he do all the writing? Does he have a writing team, or does he write all himself?
Does it all himself. He did, in the first series, try co-writing a couple of the episodes, but I think in the end, he just would rather do it himself. He's very fast and very sure, and he knows what he likes, you know, so I think he just... And it's, writing teams are, I know, quite common in American program making, but less so here, except for the very long-running series. People tend to be just one or two writers.
But the show is never boring. I mean, you can watch any episode, and you're just totally pulled into these characters and the time frame and the events that are happening around. And I'm amazed at the way that they're written. You look at American TV, and there are shows that I think are just totally, you know, I can't even watch them. They're not well written for me. But this, every episode is so thoroughly.
Well, you say that, but then America also makes some of the best programs that everybody is, you know, completely addicted to over here. So I think it's, you know, six of one and half a dozen of the other, really.
Now, this, am I right in saying this is the most successful PBS show ever? I mean, that's what I've been reading. Is that true?
It's the most critically acclaimed television series ever, according to the Guinness Book of Records. And it's certainly one of the top viewed programs. I mean, it's been a big hit over here. It's done extremely well on PBS. It's sold to something like over, I think it's something like 122 countries around the world, or, you know, more countries than I even knew existed. It's done extremely well.
And it's amazing because you talk about it all started from one dinner between your uncle and somebody else.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, and the TV. How, what, sorry?
The dinner that he had, your uncle had with somebody, that was the genesis of the series.
That really was, yeah. That was the dinner. I mean, they can, you know, they know the restaurant. They can remember where and when they had that conversation. And it all happened quite quickly after that. You know, the producer was quite specific about the idea, and Julian drew up a first document with the ideas, you know, for the characters and the house, and it didn't really change terribly much from that. When they took it to the production company.
And what a terrific series. Now, tell me, how did you decide what to put in this book? I mean, how did you decide what was going to go in here and what pictures were going to be shown?
We made a decision about we made the decision that we wanted to theme the chapters. We were given, have bought the rights to use a certain amount of photographs. And really, it was a question of just choosing what looked the prettiest, what we needed them to say. I wrote the text, and then we made the decision on the photographs after that. But the design was in a different department to me. I mean, I'm just doing the words, really.
Now, tell me what...
I'm going to have to wrap... Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Sorry, I'm going to have to wrap this up fairly shortly. Is that all right, or did you need?
No, that's fine. That's fine. We can do that. You can find it. It's just been wonderful.
It's okay. Sorry, I've got so much writing to do.
You're writing even as we speak. So
yeah, pretty much.
I'm looking. So do you have a title for the next book at all?
I think it's going to be called The Downton Abbey Chronicles.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a very different design, but still very beautiful. I'm very excited about it. I think because it moves into the 1920s, there is a different feel. It will feel quite fresh. So there's lots to say, and we'll be going even deeper into the characters' lives and their real-life counterparts.
Right, exactly. So that'll be something wonderful to look forward to, and it'll probably be out about the same time as this one was?
Yes. Should be. I think you did get the book out just before the series began. I think the book is out just before Christmas, so fingers crossed.
And it even has a nice smell to it. I love the smell of this book, too. I don't know why I say that, but it's just... Some books have a certain when you open them up, it's you feel like you're in the world of the show, and that's how you're all going to feel when you read this book. Well, we've been talking to we've been talking to Jessica Fellows about her book, The World of Downton Abbey, from St. Martin's Press. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing this for me.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, David. Thank you.
I look forward to the third series of shows that are coming on in January, and thank you so much.
Yes, good.
This has been David's Book Talk.
Take care.
This has been David's Book Talk, and we'll talk to you next time.